Hey, me and Charlie are going through the Ovechkin Watch. This is my favorite segment of our podcast. Alex Ovechkin, probably the greatest goal scorer of all time, all generations considered, on his route to beat the Great One. Will the Great Eight do it? Charlie, what are we looking at points-wise?
Through his last five games, Ovechkin has struggled a little bit with his production, managing only one goal and only 3 points through that time. However, on the season, he has 53 points in 38 games, including 25 goals, which brings his total on his career to 755. He's only about 140 goals below Wayne Gretzky. He's got 4 years left on his deal after this one, and we're only halfway through the season right now. I think it's no question. I mean, everybody's saying this. We've been saying it before, but really looking at the numbers now, taking in how much farther he has to go to reach that milestone and how much longer he has to do that, I think Alex Ovechkin is a shoe-in to be the all-time leading goal scorer by within the next 3 to 4 years. I think he does it before this contract runs out.
Wow. I'll be a bit more skeptical. I think it's healthy skepticism. I'm concerned about postponements because of protocols. I'm concerned about just delayed games in general. I'm concerned about another wave canceling a season. I'm concerned about an injury knocking him out for half a season. I'm concerned that his production falls off a cliff. Overall, I hope that Ovi stays on the Russian gas and beats the Great One.
I hope so too. He's still got the shot. He's still posted up in his office on the power play. And yeah, he is old, right? Like, he's 36 years old. But he doesn't seem to be aging. He's been playing better this season than he has for the last couple. And, he's been doing it predominantly with a fairly injured Washington Capitals team, you know, without TJ Oshie, without Nicholas Backstrom, without Tom Wilson for some games.
Backstrom's back.
I understand the skepticism. Yeah, he's back now, but, for the most part of the season. I understand the skepticism. I think he's too good to not do it.
He's catching up to Draisaitl and McDavid in terms of points, but I have noticed that his goal scoring has slowed down. You think that he is... Yes. Like, I mean, to me, Auston Matthews is the favorite for the Rocket this year.
Yep.
Do you think that Ovi has a chance to challenge Matthews? I know that right now he has more goals, but we're starting to see a super slowdown from guys like Draisaitl and Ovechkin across all types of production. But Matthews is picking it up. Does Ovi have a chance to win the Rocket this year?
The only chance that Ovi has to win the Rocket this year is if he starts to go on another tear like what he did at the start of the season, where he was putting up, close to a goal per game or something. But Matthews, even with all the injuries that he's had and with his wrist surgery, everything, he's on pace to put up about 62 goals this year if he played all 82. And as you're saying, he's been picking it up. The start of the season was slow for him, so... I think Matthews is pretty much guaranteed the Rocket. We'd have to see Alex Ovechkin go on another tear like he did at the start of the season if he has any hope of challenging Matthews.
Or see Matthews get injured.
Or see Matthews get injured, which would be terrible.
Charlie, quick question.
I don't even want to think
about
that.
Throughout the entirety of their career, who do you think will have more goals, Ovechkin or McDavid?
Ovechkin.
What about Ovechkin or Matthews?
I still think Ovechkin.
Okay, how about for the next 4 years?
For the next 4 years, Matthews. I think Matthews is going to be the best goal scorer, the highest leading goal scorer in the NHL for the next five seasons. At least. 4 to 5 seasons, right, at least.
Until we see a new, if like Bedard is that kind of guy, you know?
Yeah, we need a new, I was going to say, unless Bedard...
There's no one in the league that's a better scorer.
There's nobody that has the shot, the awareness, the skill, the size. Matthews just, he fits all the bills.
Yeah, I was telling Randy last night watching the Leafs game, like, you need to recognize we're watching a generational talent. Like, it's worth watching the sport just to check out this guy. He's scoring at such a clip. If you like Poppy, you can order the Poppy t-shirt at pucklegends.ca. Follow them on Instagram, same at The Good Hockey Podcast is on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. That's all.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Okay, I'm going to pause the recordings.
Okay, right. I'll pause.
Okay, I'm going to pause the recordings.